Today is November 29th, 2016. This is a discussion of the book titled Inside Out and Back Again by the author Sanha Lai. The book group members are Becca,
Kinga,
Emily,
Valeria.
Let's begin with a sequence of events. So, first, what do you guys think would happen, like, in one sentence?
She gets used to, like, her surroundings more in, like, Vietnam and stuff. And she, like, is really satisfied with her home.
Come with me.
No.
So, would you say that, like, the first part, like, the first part of the book would just be, like, Ha is used to her surroundings and family and is happy in Vietnam?
Yeah.
So, for the first time, friends, Anne is satisfied with her surroundings in Vietnam. So, what do you guys think the second sentence would be? I think it would probably be like, there is a war coming soon, so their family has to be prepared to flee the country as soon as possible. Would you guys agree with that?
Yeah.
So for the third part of the book, what do you guys think the sentence would be?
I think it would be like Ha's family is like immigrating to America on ship, and they were sponsored by an Alabama family.
Okay. So for the last sentence, what do you think would be?
Oh, I think that Ha and her family finally sort of get used to it, their new surroundings, but it's hard for them. For example, on page 123, it says, I'm getting better at hissing, no longer spitting on my forearms. It's hard to learn English for Ha, and so Kwong is teaching her, but it's hard for the rest of her family members to learn English as well.
So if you could put that into a sentence, what would it be?
It would be that she's learning about her surroundings, and it's hard for her to kind of get used to everything.
Okay.
For the words and figurative language, what did you guys find?
On page 80, it says, Mother gives me, it says, when not in class, I have to sleep in sight of mother like a baby.
So that would be a simile.
It's a word. The snacks